USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has spoken with the leaders of Israel and Palestine. In a statement, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he spoke to President Biden about the latest developments in the Middle East as Israel and Gaza continue to escalate with shelling and air attacks. Biden also spoke with Palestinian President Abbas. The Associated Press said their headquarters were destroyed during an Israeli airstrike on a building after people were told to evacuate. Palestinian authorities say over 130 people have died. Mediation efforts are underway. The U.S. envoy is now on the ground meeting with Palestinians and Israelis separately. Egypt is also working to de-escalate the intense fighting. On Friday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the loss of life was tragic and horrific to watch. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
More than 13,000 gas stations in the East still don't have any gas, according to GasBuddy. A week ago, a cyber attack took out the Colonial Pipeline, and stations in the East began running out. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts tells Fox News it's critical for America to maintain its energy independence.
Everything that undermines our energy independence, like canceling the Keystone XL pipeline, pushing the Green New Deal, all these things is going to make us more vulnerable. And it was one of the things that was a strength under the last administration that we were starting to become a net exporter of petroleum products.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm said the gas supply should return in the next few days. A former agent with Customs and Border Protection could be looking at up to 10 years in federal prison. According to federal court documents, Rhonda Lee Walker has pleaded guilty to illegally bringing a Mexican woman to her home to work as a housekeeper and a nanny. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Russia and the United States are once again in another space race. This time, it's the first movie to be shot in outer space. The Russian space agency Roscosmos announced that it selected its crew to headline the film, which will be called Challenge. The movie will star actress Yulia Peresild, who beat out hundreds for the role, and will be directed by Klim Shevchenko. The effort was announced last year, just after Tom Cruise and NASA announced their own collaboration to make a movie on the International Space Station. NASA says the projected production costs for the movie are around $200 million. Russia says their actors will undergo standard cosmonaut training and will take up two of the three seats aboard the October launch of the Russia Soyuz mission. More companies are looking for workers as the pandemic starts to subside. Some are even giving raises, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
McDonald's is raising hourly wages by 10% as the fast food chain moves to hire 10,000 workers in the United States. Entry-level employees at company-owned locations will make around $11 to $17 per hour. Some shift managers can make up to $20 an hour. McDonald's saying the move is a response to the challenging hiring environment amid the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.